AT&T wants to be the biggest cell tower on the block.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. AT&T says it's buying fellow wireless provider T-Mobile USA, a deal that's worth about $40 billion. Together, the two would become the nation's biggest wireless carrier. Marketplace's David Gura now with how the deal shows how differently the cell phone market is today.
Germany's Deutsche Telekom bought into the U.S. market a decade ago when the wireless industry was growing rapidly. But 10 years later, it's dominated by two major players, and the Germans decided to cash in their chips. If the deal is approved, Deutsche Telekom would get an 8% ownership stake in AT&T and a seat on the company's board. The Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission both have to approve the deal. The new AT&T would have around 130 million customers, and there's concern that a market with three wireless providers could get even smaller if, say, Verizon Wireless decided to buy Sprint Nextel. Analyst Christopher King with Stifel Nicolaus says that makes people wonder about what might happen to their cell phone bills.
There are going to be significant questions raised over the course of the next couple of days about this deal and whether it can go through or not.
If it does, costs could go down. Service, especially in rural areas, could get better with a more modern network. And current T-Mobile customers would have more options, including the iPhone. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
The U.S. State Department said it's offering its staff in Japan potassium iodide pills out of what it says is abundance of caution. And that comes after workers at the Fukushima nuclear plant fled again today from smoke at the tsunami-damaged plant. The World Health Organization today also said there's a serious risk of food radiation in Japan. As we continue to cover the human and economic tragedy in Japan, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is with us from Tokyo. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
How are the Japanese dealing with the possibility of this contamination?
Well, ever since Saturday, when we learned that spinach and cow's milk from the region surrounding the power plant were contaminated, I think people here have operated under the assumption that radiation has already hit other parts of the food chain. It's important to note that the levels of radiation found in these food samples weren't dangerously high, but that wasn't reassuring to some shoppers I interviewed this weekend in Tokyo. Shigeo Kimura was one of them. She thought that fish could be contaminated too. So here she's saying that she's through with eating fish, and when she shopped for vegetables, she says that she's been checking to see which region they come from to make sure they're not being grown anywhere near the Fukushima plant.
What about globally, Rob? Will shoppers in, Arizona or Alabama feel any of this at the supermarket?
I think that's up to individual shoppers. Japan has ordered producers in the prefectures near the nuclear plant not to ship any of their food, but that's probably not going to make people feel any safer toward Japanese products. I spoke with a branding consultant in Tokyo today, and he told me the Japanese brand, whether it's Kobe beef or sushi, will most likely be tarnished for some time over this disaster.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz, our Asia Bureau Chief, joining us from Tokyo. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Well, Tokyo's stock market is closed today for a holiday. European markets are higher at the moment, Asian markets too. Oil prices shot up to $103 a barrel because of uncertainty over Allied coalition attacks in Libya. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 32 points, to 83 points rather, to close at 11,858. But stocks were down for the week. The Dow lost 1.5%. The NASDAQ gave back about 2.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
This week, we get a slew of housing data, including previously owned home sales. Later this morning, a look at home prices tomorrow. As we all know, houses in most areas of the country aren't selling for what they were, say, 5 years ago. But on this first full day of spring, when people typically do more home buying, Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan says he thinks we could see a budding bright spot for wannabe homeowners. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So why all of a sudden the upbeat mood on home buying?
Well, there are two reasons. One reason is that the statistics seem to be better. I mean, not for every house in every neighborhood, but for a lot of places, the statistics are better than they were. And second, spring is the beginning of the full home sale season, so I actually pay attention then.
I thought the housing market was still in the tank and home prices were going the wrong way, too.
Well, parts of it are in the tank and parts of it are going the wrong way. But a lot of parts, I think, are reasonably okay. And I suspect when the numbers come out later today and later in the week, that you're going to see a certain amount of stability. Now, I'm not telling you to run out and buy a new home today because prices are going to the moon, but it may be time to actually do it if you're looking for a house to buy as a place to live as opposed to as an investment, which is a whole other story.
But don't higher mortgage rates, Alan, higher mortgage rates in the future hurt home prices? Why would you think of buying right now?
Well, because if you bought now, and again, you're paying the right price in a good neighborhood and you're putting up a down payment, if you can get a fixed rate 30-year mortgage, which you generally can if you live through the application procedure, you have something where your costs are largely fixed, and as long as you don't lose your job, you're going to probably do okay if you hang on for at least 5 years, regardless of whether mortgage rates go up or down in the future. You're in a place you can afford, and sooner or later, you make out if you do that.
Alan, you sound positively optimistic, not at all like yourself. What's happened?
Well, even us old curmudgeons occasionally change our opinions when it's spring and we become cheerful.
All right, Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us. Alan, thanks.
Thank you, Steve Chiatakis.
And finally, new research out of Indiana University says people congregate on social network site Twitter according to their moods. Happier people get positive replies and retweets. Yay! And people who are unhappy typically find one another too. Misery, the adage goes, loves company, especially 140 characters at a time. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire was 100 years ago, and a lot of what was said afterward back then is being said again today.
The chant that went up after this tragedy was, who will protect the working girl? And now we hear people from all sides saying, well, who will protect working people?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lessons from History next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.